Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 8:29, and we are here with Simon Thomas to talk about a variety of fun things. Yes. How's it going this morning?
Oh, I'm going fine, thank you. It's lovely to be here at such an early hour.
Yeah.
Us musicians love getting up early.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's their favorite. That's what we always hear whenever they come in, is how much they love getting up early in the morning.
Sure. We're telling lies today.
First thing I want to talk about is the Blue Line album. Is it coming out or has it come out?
We released it last month. Yep, Blue Line album. And what it is Buddhist songs for children. Well, not really Buddhist, but it was commissioned by a Buddhist school in Singapore. And so we just take messages like interconnectedness, change, and those types of things, and we turn them into beautiful songs.
Yeah.
And so we wrote it all during lockdown in Corsair Bay. And then I had a young producer in New York because I wanted to get anything that I produce, because I'm 55, sounds like 1980s. And so we got in his 20s, well-known dance track producer. And we had singers and players all around the world.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Amazing what you can
very
do.
Very collaborational around the world.
It is a small world after all. And that's what this, entire Diva has taught me, basically.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed it was small when you could fly around everywhere, but now that we're stuck in New Zealand.
It's starting to feel a little bit bigger, yeah.
I usually spend, most of my time wandering around different countries Not possible nowadays.
I wanted to ask as well, because, it's not all the time you hear of people living in, New Zealand or Christchurch that are releasing, Buddhist children music, I suppose. So how did you, get involved with Buddhism in general? And, how did that kind of translate into your music creation?
Oh, okay. Well, I was introduced to Buddhism when I was traveling around as a kind of hippie in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. And I bumped into this guy called the Dalai Lama, who's spiritual leader from Tibet.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's living in India because the Chinese government don't like him much.
Yes.
But anyway, I just was in the town, hanging around, doing yoga or whatever, and the opportunity came up to meet him. And so it would be like a couple of hundred people all lined up, and I thought, oh, well, might as well.
Give it a shot, yeah.
Meet the Dalai Lama, why not? And so we got shuffled around by his monks or whatever, got to him, and he looked at me, shook my hand, and I was absolutely changed energetically.
Wow.
It was just an incredible feeling. And I know lots of people who've met him that have also said just a few seconds of contact with him, it completely changes the way that you feel about being human. Yeah, and I thought, okay, this guy's onto something. And I've been studying and doing meditation, that kind of thing, ever since.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, I was well known within this sort of Buddhist community for writing silly and funny songs. And so the school thought maybe I'd be the right person to write their 15 songs for their curriculum. So each song fits into a particular aspect of the school curriculum.
Oh,
so they have music.
Cool.
Yeah, because they're really into the whole music education scenario.
Oh,
I
very
wish
cool.
that we were more, because I love music education.
Definitely.
It's a really pretty book too. The fact that it is a book.
This has all the song book.
Multimedia.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really cool.
Well, when we were kids, we had you'd put on the 45 record and it would play a story from Disney, and then Tinkerbell would ring her little bell and you turn the page over.
Oh, cool. Nice.
It's
like a throwback to that almost, yeah.
Yes.
And it does say on the back of this wonderful songbook as well that you don't have to be, Buddhist to enjoy this. And I'm sure you don't even have to be a kid either. So I guess
actually the word Buddha's not even mentioned once.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I guess, about those, good universal principles. I can hear a phone ringing, but that's fine.
So it's more so about spirituality and all of the facets of Buddhism instead of Buddhism itself. Josh and I last week talked a lot about religion versus spirituality.
We did.
To the point where we got so many texts in about this debate.
Yeah.
So I suppose where would all of this lie, and if you have any thoughts and opinions on all of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Buddhism itself could be completely classed as a philosophy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Buddha said all compounded things are impermanent, right? He didn't say I invented the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just telling you. And if you if you investigate that and find any item that you can possibly lay your hands on that's compounded, meaning it's made of more than one thing, so it's subject to time, for example, that's permanent, then he'll accept that.
Yeah.
But so far, nobody's found any.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And all emotions stemming from the ego lead to pain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't like that one. They think it's about suffering. But it's not saying you should suffer. It's just saying that there is suffering there, and people don't like it, and there's a way to overcome it.
Yeah.
This is true.
It's very much, it's not really, because I remember looking into it a lot for a uni course. And, you know, what I always liked from it is that, unlike some other more, you know, religions that are like, I am the deity, I will make all things good, it's instead kind of him being like, these things exist, and here's some ways that you can, you know, help you overcome them, in a sense.
But
you know?
Of course, humans in their culture have developed it into religion in different places, and there's lots of ways that it manifests, where they do have apparently gods and goddesses, and and probably the average person in Tibet has quite a theistic view of Buddha, but when they're trained in the monasteries, then they're told, okay, we pray to this, but it's not real. It's a manifestation of part of reality that has a certain meaning that might be helpful for you, but don't think it's real, you know?
Yeah. Wow, fascinating.
It's illusory like everything else.
Clearly really breaking some amazing ground. We haven't even talked about two other things.
Yes.
Love Me Tender is at Wonder Bar Littleton on Friday. That is from 8:30 p.m. Do you want to tell us about Love Me Tender? The album art is so fun.
That's really
Simone
cool,
to Simon.
Yeah.
Got them all.
It's really great.
So the album Love Me Tender is from my usual work, which is singer-songwriter. And so normally I'd be wandering around playing in bars in Kathmandu or Guatemala or whatever.
Yeah.
And when you live that lifestyle, then a lot of fun things happen and a lot of unexpected things. And so it keeps churning around and more songs come out as you do more and more things. And so Love Me Tinder is like a travelogue of both the world out there and also the internal world. So as you develop relationships with people, you know, that turns into songs as well. So there's a fair bit of comedy, especially on Friday. We're really going to be emphasizing the comedy. And so lots of funny songs and lots of storytelling about how the songs came to be to put them into context.
Awesome.
Wow. It's really going to be an intrepid journey
through
music.
Yes, I hope you can make it. Yeah,
definitely.
That's right.
I mean, there's some fantastic, even just the song names alone are really giving me a kick this morning. I'll give you some here. We've got Tantric Sex Blues.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Who Put the Buds?
That's another great one. That was,
And,
who put the buds in my boogie board bag.
Love it.
There was an Australian girl who got caught with 5 kilos in her boogie board. In Bali, which she knew nothing about, of course. But.
Of course, I mean,
Put the buds in my booty ball.
And probably my personal favorite, as I was reading through, Trombone Fanny. Just fantastic.
Oh yeah, God. I don't know any trombone players. Maybe a trombone player can come down and give us a...
Yeah,
I thought we might have to use a sax.
That's fantastic.
So I play, at the moment, we had a band on the album, but at the moment I'm playing solo with a looper.
Cool.
And I've got Von Leon coming in to do a few songs as well, who's quite an amazing player.
Awesome.
Local.
And the final thing that we've yet to cover is a surprise release you've got happening tomorrow.
Yes. Even most of my friends don't know about this. It's just come up very, very recently.
Exclusive. That's what I'd love to see.
And it's called Let's Meet More Love. And I'm working with a group in Singapore who on tomorrow are going to go live with electronic billboards at all the bus stops with the Less Meat, More Love campaign. They've made a some kind of video and I've done the music. And so we've got a 3-minute song. They're going to take 1 minute out of it for their ad. But I've also got a video that I made in the last couple of days that will go on YouTube.
Awesome.
And so that their campaign is, well, meat is, there's three things about it. One is that some animals don't like dying. The second one is that it's better for your own personal health to be eating less meat. They don't say no meat, you know, but less meat.
Yeah.
And also environmentally, it's much better. For example, chickens are most efficient at producing protein for the amount of food you put in. And it's 40 times worse for climate change than beans or pulses.
Wow. That's pretty nuts.
40 times worse.
Pretty nuts.
And nuts, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's listen to just a little bit, just the start of it here, a little sneak preview, and people can hear the full thing tomorrow.
That's right. Let's meet more love for the animals who want to live wild and free. Let's meet more love for the beautiful earth, the rivers and the shining sea. Let's meet more love for the people, our friends and community. Let's meet more love for you and me. Let's meet more love for you and me. Every creature in the world has feelings just like you. If you want a happy life, then that's what they want too. Pigs and sheep and cows don't want to end up in your pie. If you ask me, it's plain to see that's one good.
Fantastic. Love that.
So where can we find all things Simon Thomas?
Okay, well, all things Simon Thomas, you can go to simonthomasmusic.com. Okay, and there's links to everything from there.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have another website called Dharma Kids Collective.
Yes.
And that is a collection of artists from all around the world who make beautiful products for children, music and books and whatever else, and with some kind of Buddhist influence to it. It doesn't have to be overtly Buddhist, but if it has some kind of angle, basically providing, you know, better quality entertainment for children.
Yeah.
So that's dharmakidscollective.com.
Fantastic. Very cool.
And this Friday, 8:30 at the Wonder Bar. We're hoping to see everybody. It's going to be an absolute
100%. It sounds super fun. You'll be doing your Love Me Tinder, which we're going to play the first song of right now.
All right. Thanks, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
No worries. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Let's go.
No one else on Tinder likes your face. I've done a lot of typing and I've done a lot of swiping, and I'm not so sure that Tinder is the place. I open up my radar if there's someone new around me. I'm looking if there's someone I might catch. Your eyes are shining bright, so I swipe you to the right. My screen is full of hearts, we have a match. I'm in a face now. I'm in a face love, I'm in Tinder love. At face love, I'm falling for a picture on my screen. I find you out on Facebook and I go and have a good look to see what kind of person you may be. You're liking what I'm liking and you have a page on hiking, and I'm hoping that you might have noticed me. I'm looking at your wall, clicking anything at all. I'm writing little comments to your posts. You're checking out my photos and you're sending me emojis. You're writing LOL to all my jokes. I'm in a face now. I'm in face love, I'm in Facebook love. ever met you, I am sure I won't forget you and all the many girls you could have been. You might have been a tripper and you might have been a stripper and you might have been a duchess or a queen. In my imagination you were way beyond creation. You love me and you treat me like a czar. So don't you go a-changing and don't you go estranging. You know I love you just the way you are.